This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley. High-level meetings around the world as fears mount that Russia will invade Ukraine. French President Emmanuel Macron is meeting today in Moscow with Russian President Vladimir Putin. The AP's Jackie Quinn with who'll be at the White House.
With White House National Security Advisor Jake Sullivan on Fox News warning Russia could invade Ukraine any day.
We are in the window.
President Biden will be meeting with German Chancellor Olaf Scholz in Washington, focusing on the standoff. Scholz, after meeting with President Biden today, next week will travel to Kyiv and Moscow. French President Emmanuel Macron, before heading to Moscow, spoke with President Biden by phone, saying that they discussed ongoing diplomatic and deterrence efforts in response to Russia's military buildup along Ukraine's borders.
At the Winter Olympics in Beijing,
Team USA picks up its third silver medal of the Games, doing so in the figure skating team event, which was won by the Russian Olympic Committee. A stunning end to the women's giant slalom for defending champion Mikayla Shiffrin. She was disqualified after missing the fifth turn and crashing during her first run.
It wasn't because I was holding back, so I can be proud of that, but it's five turns into the Olympic GS. I mean, there's disappointment for sure.
I'm Denny Kapp.
Chinese tennis player Peng Shui is denying having accused a high-ranking Chinese official of sexual assault. In a controlled interview with a French newspaper, she said the concern over her well-being is based on an enormous misunderstanding. Spotify says it will not part ways with Joe Rogan, the popular podcast host, despite his anti-coronavirus vaccine comments and racial slurs in the past. Rogan has apologized, and CEO Daniel Ek condemns what Rogan has said, but he adds that he doesn't think silencing Joe Rogan is the answer. This is AP News. Queen Elizabeth has been on the British throne for 70 years, and to mark the occasion, she had a special message for her subjects. The AP's Naomi Shannon reports on the Queen's Platinum Jubilee.
Britain's longest-serving monarch marks 70 years of her rule with a special Platinum Jubilee message to the public. In it, she renews her pledge to her country and shows her support for Prince Charles's wife, Camilla, saying that she should be named Queen Consort when her son should succeed her. Despite her dedication to charity work and social issues, Camilla, also known as the Duchess of Cornwall, was initially shunned by fans of the late Princess Diana. In her speech, the Queen asked Britain to show her son and Camilla the same support that the public gave her after the loss of her husband, Prince Philip, last year. To many, such as royal biographer Hugo Vickers, Camilla's new status is welcome.
Camilla would have been queen by law, and now she can also be queen by name. It makes perfect sense.
Naomi Shannon, London.
And I'm Rita Foley, AP News.